What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast. So y'all know we be talking about so many different things. One day, maybe we talking about religion. Maybe another day, we talking about relationships. The next day, we talking about financial freedom and business. We don't know where we gonna end up, but today we going on another roller coaster ride. So I hope y'all are in and ready to talk about relevant topics, to delve in and be on this roller coaster journey with me. All right, so go ahead and sit back and relax and enjoy this podcast today. All right, y'all. Hey, it's the Real Talk with Ive, and I am here with my best friend today, Jayvani, and I'm super excited to have him. It's about to be a great conversation. Of course, it's going to be open, honest, and real per usual. We have a couple of questions we're going to answer because I had some people put some questions in. So thank y'all for doing that. Shout out to y'all. So we're going to be talking about relationships today. But first, my best friend going to introduce himself, give you a little rundown. So go ahead, best friend.
How y'all doing? My name is Jayvani. Y'all can follow my extended profile at Alyssa Brownski. That's IlyssaBrownskin. That's a lot. That's a mouthful. Make sure y'all follow me. And what else they want to know?
Well, look, me and my best friend, we've been friends for years. So we go way back, way back. So we've been through a lot together, right?
First relationships.
Exactly.
Experiments.
Literally, we've been through so much together. So to have this conversation today about relationships is about to be lit because we go way back to like very first relationships. So we're going to dive in with just kind of talking about what our first relationship was, like how that went, what it looked like, and then we'll kind of integrate the questions that y'all had. Would you like to go first, best friend? You want me to go first?
I guess it could be an initiation, but just the topic of like what you just said right now, like, you know, I had the idea that we would enter this conversation with basically talking about our last relationships, but when I think about it, my very first actual relationship, people would probably say it wasn't a relationship, but I had like a girlfriend in first grade. Yes, I'm that nigga. But yeah, she was mixed. Like, I want to say her mother was Mexican and her father was black. I don't know. It's very controversial to say mixed. I don't know really what it is. But yeah, so
biracial.
Yeah, biracial.
Multiracial. Rather.
Yeah, multiracial or something like that. You know, I'm a dumbass.
No, this is just a lot of terminology.
Right. It's look, the country is sensitive. The world is sensitive.
Yes.
But back to what I was saying. So yeah, like that was my first relationship. Loved her. We literally used to be in class, like getting in trouble because we was always laughing. One end of the class, like literally like some shit in the movie. You know what I'm saying? Like when you grow up and you give her a flower and shit. Like I was that nigga.
So you was like, what is that movie? Like Love and Basketball?
Yeah.
You know, like, when they was little kids?
Yeah, literally.
And he was like, will you be my girlfriend? And then they got mad and was like, roughhousing on the ground.
Like we was like the it coming. So funny, right? So she ended up like we started getting older, and you know when you get older you're starting to realize your body change, your mental change, you start to get a little older, you start to change. And
right,
I remember at that time she was like trying to hint at me, but I never really caught on. She was trying to tell me that she was moving, but she wasn't just moving around the corner. Like she was, for me, for us being so young, she was moving to Riverside. Now when you're young and you really obviously can't really get transportation or, you know what I'm saying, like come on now, y'all like fucking six and y'all trying to work this shit out. So we just broke it off from there, and I really haven't talked to her since. We tried, but the bitch went and got a motherfucking boyfriend out there. I don't know. So,
I'm screaming first grade though.
Literally, like, was going through it in first grade.
I'm hollering.
I was so fucking, that was like my first heartbreak. I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, I'm like, that nigga will never be like me. Mind you, I'm over here, my mom over here yelling at me. Like, you think you're bro. Literally. So, you know, that was my first lesson, at least to know what heartbreak felt like. Now, heartbreak comes in levels and phases, but that was like a, you know, a cute little first experience for me.
I think that's hilarious.
It is. Is it?
It is, yeah. Because it's like, you know, when you're young, I think also like as generations have moved on, like especially like those younger than us, they for sure have like little boyfriends and stuff like very young on, like in elementary school this stuff starts. Like for me,
that was not even a quote. Like, elementary school, having a boyfriend, what?
Did you have one?
No, I didn't. Like, my mom was like, you about to be focused on school, period. But yeah, like, no, for me, I did not. Elementary school, having a boyfriend,
I mean, but your family didn't need to know.
No, it's like not even that. Like, my mom was just very big on that. Like, that wasn't an option. It wasn't a thing. Yeah. You know, like, my mom made it very evident, very clear. Like, no relationships, no nothing, no nada. So, like, my mom was not, she wasn't having it. Right. So, I mean, it is what it is, though. I got to middle school, and I think my first, like, my actual first relationship, like, I wouldn't even call it, like, a relationship. It was, like, I don't even know what to call it. So, basically, somehow, I forgot how I met this guy, but I went to school out in the valley, and he went to another school out in the valley, but my school was predominantly white. His school in the valley was, like, in the hood part of the valley. So, he went to a majority, like, people of color. Middle school. So I don't know how we met, but he was a football player, and like, it was cool and everything, but of course, you know, black mamas, my mom did not let me go out on no dates with this boy. It was not happening. It was not it, right? So my mom was like, no, you can talk to him on the phone, but that's about it. And I was like, okay. So I don't even know if you would call it a relationship, because I literally only talked to this boy on the phone, and I think we video chatted like once, because there was like Google at the time. Like, Google had the little like video chat thing, you know, going back to Android days, y'all. But yeah, so that was that. But he tried me though, because like, he something happened and he lost his phone or broke his phone or whatever. And then he was like, oh yeah, I broke my phone. Sorry I couldn't talk to you. But mind you, we hadn't talked in like damn near 3 weeks. But in the midst of this 3 weeks, we were friends on Facebook or whatever. He was talking to other girls on Facebook, getting their phone numbers, but didn't bother to hit me up on Facebook and be like, hey, so-and-so and so, I, you know, like broke my phone. And you know, I'm only in middle school, but I still wasn't with the shits.
Right.
Like, I was like, no. I was like, you didn't talk to me for 3 weeks. That's it, sir. And he was like, what you mean? But I was like, I'm no. You're like, I don't have time for this. We go to two separate different schools. I never see you. Like, literally had never like met him in person. Like, no, we met through like friends. We met through friends, and I saw him once. But then after that, we didn't hang out no more in person, because my mom was not with it. She was not, no, that wasn't an option. So that was over, because he thought he was gonna be talking to everybody else and they mama except me for three weeks. And I was like, yeah, no, honey. So that was that. So that was pretty much, if you want to consider that a first relationship, I guess, but it was whatever.
All right. That's more of something like a little situationship.
Right. That's what I was thinking, because, nah, like, it was nothing. We didn't go out nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that was something, I guess, to learn from. You got the gist. You got something like that. And my shit really ran deep, because a guy that was actually my best friend around that same time kissed her, my girlfriend at the time. And so this was like some whole like drama, like scandal shit, like literally first grade drama.
I'm screaming.
Like some Love and Hip Hop reunion type shit was about to go down.
I'm screaming in first grade though. Like, what is going, that's what I'm telling y'all. Like, I have never seen it. Maybe it's because I was out with the white folks.
Probably, because we had trials and tribulations.
My mom wasn't with it. She wasn't with it. I mean, I went to school, like, down in L.A. for a while. But then I moved out to the valley. But I don't know.
It's just a different world.
I think it's just different how my mom raised me as well. And then being in an environment, like, don't get me wrong. Like, this is just a side little point. I enjoyed and really appreciated my time going to school out in the Valley in a predominantly white area. I learned a lot, but it was like also like to grow up in that space. It's like you don't see people that look like you all the time.
Right.
And then at the same time, people are always fascinated, like, oh my gosh, right. Like, I love your hair. Like, how do you do your hair? Exactly. How does it do that? It was like people at the same time. Exactly. You know, like even as a young age, like I definitely had a different experience. So it wasn't like I didn't have like other, there weren't a lot of like other black kids that looked like me. There weren't other kids that looked like me. So I didn't really have that like that connection with people who looked like me or other people of color that I could really connect to, where I could have, you know, fostered those experiences. But when you're in a space where people, it's like, yeah, I like felt microaggressions when I was in elementary school, but it's like a really different experience, you know? So it's like, yeah, I think my experience going to school out in the Valley, like, it would have been completely different if I went to school out in LA. Like, I think I would have definitely had a very different,
very different
upbringing in terms of my education. And that's not just saying, like, education in terms of how I learned in the classroom, but also, like, my social side of education. Like, the social side of going to school. Like, it would have been completely different.
You think so?
Yes. Like, mind you, I think it would have. I think it would have, because nobody tried to talk to me in elementary school. And then the guys that did try to talk to me in middle school, that one guy, he was black, but he went to a different school. And then like one of the guys that I had been friends with for long, since like elementary school, we started talking in middle school, but it didn't last very long. Like, yeah, I don't even know what happened or why we stopped talking, to be honest, but we're still friends now. Like, I talk to him every now and then, but, like, I don't know. It was just very interesting. Like, but after that, there was no, like, guy that was like, oh, hey, you're really pretty. Like, I want to take you out. Like, I didn't go out on dates. Like, even when I got in high school, I didn't go out on no dates. Nobody wanted to take me out. Versus, I feel like if I was out here in LA, it would have been like, oh, you know, I want to take you out. Like, blah, blah, blah. You know? I don't know. I don't know what the experience would have been, but I feel like it would have been different, but maybe not. Anyhow, we got, like, real...
I mean, thoughts and around in the South Central area.
But at the same time, maybe it's for the best, because I'm not with the energy anyways, the shenanigans.
Right.
Like,
you would be a whole city girl right now if you...
Right, but even then, I still wasn't with the shenanigans. I think it's also just the way my mom raised me, because I dealt with a boy that went... to, you know, more of a like
gritty.
Look, he went to a school, you know, he went to a school that was predominantly people of color, and I feel like it had that demeanor, the same kind of demeanor of what it's like in LA. Like, it had that, like, very...
And I just want to clarify, because like I said, the world is very sensitive, because we're saying predominantly colored, or we're saying in the nitty gritty or South Central, does not necessarily mean that it's bad. It's just we already know what goes on around the area. We can speak on it, because, you know what I'm saying, like,
we're from there, right?
Not saying that South Central people are, you know what I'm saying, like, we're not speaking down on it, so let's just clarify that right there. We just know how shit is,
right? Exactly. We're not talking bad about no area in LA. Like, that's the thing. Like, I also think things get, exactly, it's the community, it's the culture. Like, not every part of LA is bad and not every part is great, but that's the same thing with the Valley. Like, for instance, some parts of the Valley is predominantly white, other parts of the Valley are predominantly people of color, but those parts of the Valley are looked down upon just because of the stigma that is associated with people of color. And it's like, that's the same with LA. And I think sometimes people get that, you know, mixed up. And it's like, even if you're from LA, just because you're from LA or you're from the hood or you're from the ghetto or whatever you want to categorize it as, that does not necessarily mean that your hood, your ghetto, or like, you aren't capable of being a great person or X, Y, and Z things. Right. So I think we just gotta, like you said, make that clear. It's like,
yeah, I just wanted to,
we're not speaking down on no area.
We're
like,
not simple-minded.
Every area is great. Exactly. You know, every area is great. Every area puts out great people. Every area has its problems.
I can argue and say that the greatest people come out of the dirtiest and the nittiest grittiest.
I feel, me.
Tyler,
honestly,
Perry, Oprah, name
look,
it.
People, and I think it's like a whole different thing. Like, it's resilience that come in that. But we then for sure got off our
girl, we gotta get us back on topic.
I'm back on topic of relationships.
We are talking about relationships, but shit.
But yeah, you know, we kind of got off topic a little bit, but
we
to
might
be
slip this out.
I mean, probably not, because it's like, I feel like it's part, I mean, it kind of relates to this whole conversation, because if you think about it, like, even thinking about, like, what relationships look like, what people are drawn to, like, how they're shaped, it depends also of the areas you're in, you know? There's so many things, like, take apart.
Lifestyles.
Exactly. Things intertwine. So many things are interconnected, and they affect each other. So I think talking about what locations we went to school in also kind of gives that context and that demographic context of, okay, this is how this relationship played out in this setting. So I think it's important. But anyways, back to that. So we talked about our first relationships. Yeah.
I still feel like this conversation is going to take a turn, because I don't know if we're talking about my whole transition as a sexually fluent.
I mean, shoot, we can.
I'm not that fluent, you know, but
we can. I mean, like,
it was like a 180. I don't know.
You said a 180. I cannot.
Like I said, but it's like at the same time, I still feel like I don't want to stray off of anything, but I didn't fully introduce myself clearly. You know, right. That gives a hint right there. I'm
shy. Oh my gosh. It's okay. You don't.
I mean, because my thing is, I have no fucking problem, but I also am not going to people's faces saying,
here
you know,
it is.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, because it's like, okay. Like, you know.
Right.
But if somebody, I mean, sometimes it bothers me still, somebody asks, but sometimes if they do, they don't, because it's just like, I really don't give a fuck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, because it's just a new day and age, and it's like, I already know I don't fit into the space that they try to put people like me in. And when I say me, I am homosexual, but I still feel like I'm a little bit heterosexual. Look, females are still bombastic to me, and that's why I really don't fuck with them, because I probably have like 20 babies right now. But dead ass, like, but yeah, I just don't feel like, so it doesn't offend me as much. I also haven't had a lot of experiences where I felt uncomfortable as a gay, only because when you see me or when you hear my voice, sometimes you can't really tell that I do like guys or guys like me. So I don't really get that interaction, opposed to some of my friends where we can literally go out and I will feel all of the shade, where to the point where I went to Benihana's, we're all chilling, you know, to have a good time. Straight guys will be sitting at our same table, literally got up, left, went to another table, literally was like looking at some of my friends like, just, you can feel the tension. Like, it was beyond anything. Like, it was like, we talk about racism.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like you felt that shit. You know what I'm saying? Homosexuality,
right.
You felt that shit. So I'm like, damn. So that was my first time ever feeling uncomfortable with my sexuality. But it's like, the only reason why I decided to go with it is, you know, people say it might sound silly, but shit, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I was just whatever. Like, okay, let me try it. Because it's not like I literally was getting approached to by niggas and females at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about the glow up, but that's a whole nother conversation. So I'm just let you know, look, at a certain point, and I was just like, literally, like, I could be walking down. I remember my freshman year of college. That's when my little look started to come in. I stopped looking like a little roach for a little bit. And literally, these females would be minding their business. I'm walking home, not even thinking about them, because by that time, I already got turned out. And they're like, damn, you bomb. That shit just took me. I was like,
huh? What?
I've never
me?
Got that type of treatment.
Me?
Because another, a whole nother conversation, but I've never necessarily had that attention. I've always been called like ugly, or even if I wasn't getting called ugly, I definitely did get that attention. Like, especially in high school, niggas had the gear, niggas had already had the facial hair, they already had the good looks. Like, I still look like 11 or still in the fetal position. So I'm like, you know, it just boosted my confidence, but it kept me in my humble state, because it's like, you know, so that's what I guess that would make me comfortable. I'm not really a type of person who discriminates. So, I mean, I gave it a try and I liked it. That's as simple as I can put it. And, shit, ever since then, I've been in a gay relationship, but I also give my black men all of their attention. It's not that I'm against interracial, I've just never tried it. Yeah. I don't know. I've tried it, but.
You love who you love.
I love
like,
who
that's
I
the
love.
Thing. And that's a, I feel like, see, when you say relationships are just like so much. Because relationships can start, go way back to the basis of what's your type. You know, like, right. What's your type of person? Because a relationship is like, yeah, you have your relationship and how you want it to look or, like, things that you value, you yeah. know? But then it can go back of, like, okay, well, this is my type of person. Because ultimately, I feel like some people be trying to make it work with people they know they just are not compatible with. And well, I'm like, I understand, like, oh, you know, sometimes, like, I get the phrase like, oh, opposites attract, you know, and sometimes it's like my better half. Yeah. But it's like, no, you do have a type, because if you are not with like someone certain. That you can truly like connect to, relate to, like you have a deeper connection with them, I just feel like it's not gonna work.
It's not.
You know? And if you're not fully happy, it's not gonna work either, because you're just, if you're starting to lose that happiness, lose that spark or whatever, you're not going, it's going to continue to fade. And then soon enough, you're going to be sitting there miserable in something you don't even want. All right, y'all. So we're going to now answer some of the questions that was sent to us. So can you read one of the questions?
Yes, we're going to start off with, someone asks, can friends have sex and still keep it on a friend level?
See, now we get into like these little situationships and friends with benefits type of deal. Now, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I think you cannot be friends with that person and then have sex with them and just keep it real. I mean, I feel like maybe it just depends on the person. Because I know for me, I'm a very emotional person, and I know I take sex very seriously. So I am not going to be out here just like sleeping with X, Y, Z person as if it's like chill, you know? Like, I take it very seriously, and it's a very like serious and intimate thing for me. So that's that. But what I do have to say is, if it's more so, like, you're not an emotional person and you know what you're getting into, then yeah. But I feel like people always say, yeah, we had a conversation, we knew what we was doing, it was chill. But then somebody caught feelings, and that's why you end up having to break things off. Because that's what happens. People be out here, oh yeah, we're chilling. And then at some point, somebody catches feelings, and then somebody wants more. And then that's when you're like, you know what? One person is like, I don't want this. So then that's how stuff breaks off. So I really don't think that you can be friends with benefits and still be friends and be cool afterwards. Because at some point, somebody gonna catch feelings regardless of if you had a conversation about it or not.
True.
That's my take on that.
It's so funny that somebody asked me, because I cut it off with somebody who was, it just happened to be friends with benefits type shit, because really I didn't come at him for sex, it just happened. And you know me right now, I'm so closed off. I've been single for 2 years, and I'm not necessarily closed off, but I'm not with the shit, like I'm for myself right now. Unfortunately, I have been hurt enough to be a whore, so sex does not emotionally affect me. It does not. Like, I feel like I can turn that shit on and off like a switch. If I know what the fuck I'm doing, like, okay, if I'm just fucking you, I'm fucking you. But the emotions is not gonna get there. Like, nine times out of ten, if I feel like I'm gonna have emotions for you, we started off right. We didn't start off with sex or anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, or even if it's like, okay, I met you, and we just have sex or whatever, like, the sex is not going to affect me emotionally, even after some time. I mean, I guess, like, you know, if you give it time and you end up liking the person, maybe, but that, I haven't ran across that situation. I also haven't ran across a person who can actually stick with the rules and regulations that come with being friends with benefits. Like going back to the guy that I just cut off, he literally, I blocked him off of everything simply because he came at me crooked, basically saying that he felt as if I was not pleasuring him when he needed pleasure, but when I wanted pleasure, he always came through. And I'm just like, yeah, because I'm like, you know, I just want to go to sleep. I wasn't even trying to do all that. You know, literally, like, but he said I was cutting him off sexually. Like, clearly, I guess that's what he felt like I was doing to him. But really, it's like a blur to me now because I can really give a fuck. Like, I really blocked him. Like, I'm so cold with my shit. I'm such a savage. I was like, look, I care about you, but I'm going to put myself first. That's what people need to realize. Put yourself first. Like, don't ever put somebody else above you. If you feel like you're going to be, you know, emotionally fucked up, I'm like, I didn't put emotion into you. We wasn't even supposed to be fucking. I didn't want to hurt his feelings, but I'm like, man, you wasn't supposed to get it in the first place. So, yeah, so he just, like, went off, like, da-da-da, dog-ass nigga, this, that, and the third. And I'm just like, nigga, I just want to go to sleep. I don't know what all this is about. So as soon as I realized that he was starting to get, like, emotionally attached to saying, I want to see you, and he got mad at me because I didn't want to cuddle. See, me, I said I don't like to cuddle, and I say that usually because I don't see the point of cuddling if we're not emotionally here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like cuddling should only be done when you actually like somebody. I can't cuddle with you if I don't really care about you like that. You know, on that level, I should say. I'm not really a care.
But that's the thing. People like to. That's when y'all start tiptoeing. Yeah. Exactly. That's when you don't start transitioning and getting into those intimate moments. And when you start having those intimate moments, that's when people start catching feelings.
And they start catching attitudes.
Exactly. They start catching feelings. And so then it's like they start reacting on those feelings. They're like, oh, well, why aren't you doing this? Now they're upset. When it was like, but we started off here.
Right.
And now we're here, and I don't even know how we got here. And that's the thing. Like, that's why I'm saying. Everyone want to be like, oh, it's possible. No, it's not. It's not. Because you know how you are, but you don't really know how another person is until you have an extended amount of time getting to know them.
Especially if they start liking you.
Exactly. And then after that amount of time, that's when you start realizing, okay, we talked about this, but they're catching feelings. Now I got to cut you off. And it's like, I've heard about this conversation like several times from like different people, and it's like, it's on the real. Like, it's literally how it is. So I personally,
I really fucked myself up with that because, you know, me being a free spirit or a whore, I've put myself, listen, LA is small. So it's like, with that, it's like, you don't want connections with too many people. You don't want connections with too many people because it's like, if they see you moved on with a relationship, they're going to feel some type of way. You just have smoke coming towards you. I'm like, I ain't got time for that because I ain't no Rolling Stone. But look, okay. Right. I think it's right. Oh, wait, I forgot to do something. But yeah, let's see. Do we feel like we answered that question thoroughly?
I feel like we did.
I mean, it is what it is. You know, it's not really much else you can say.
Right.
So, all right. Do you want to stop it?
I'm going to.
All right, y'all. So I hope y'all have been enjoying the podcast so far. Go ahead and make sure you subscribe to my podcast. You can follow me on Spotify, Apple, and I'm on many other platforms as well. Just go ahead and search me up. It's IV_realtalk. That's also my Instagram handle, so you can go ahead and follow me there. And you can also access my podcast link from there. So access that from there, follow me on other different platforms so you can keep up to date with what we're talking about and what I'm talking about on my channel. So I appreciate y'all. So let's get back to it.
All right, so sorry. Wow.
I do not be ready.
You really don't, right? And then you're like, okay, so we're starting. Anyhow, back to our questions. So the next question we got is, what was the next question, best friend?
The next question is, what is considered cheating?
Okay. Look, it was actually interesting. The person who asked this question, shout out to y'all. Thank you.
Should we look up the dictionary version first before we put our inputs in this motherfucker?
I mean, let's look up. Let's do it. Let's look up the dictionary version. And then I'm going to tell y'all what kind of basically give you a synopsis of the person's response to their own question.
Okay. So the dictionary version is an act of dishonesty or unfairly in order to gain an advantage, especially in a game or examination. Okay,
that was a lot.
Yeah, but I feel like that was more so for like board games.
Yeah.
And then another is to avoid something undesirable by luck or skill. Wow.
Anyhow, those definitions, trash. Right. But so basically what the person who asked this question told me was that they learned that cheating doesn't just have to be physical. Cheating could be in an intimate type of way, so therefore meaning it can be emotional, it can be a different type of form. Cheating can be in a different type of form other than physical. And I really agree with that. Like, I really agree with that. Because I think a lot of times why people cheat is because they're missing something in their relationship that they're looking for. And instead of going to the person that they're with saying, hey, I'm missing this component, or we're missing this, can we work on it together to try and figure out how we can incorporate this piece into our relationship.
That's too much going on.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Instead of doing that, they're too busy. You know, I cannot.
Wait.
What? How do we go from that to that? Oh my god. Oh my goodness. And bloopers. Basically, I definitely agree, because you could be having the best time with somebody. Somebody makes you laugh. Somebody, you know, you have a good interaction with them on many different levels, but you're missing an intimate component. And maybe you're missing the intimacy of where they're being like... Huh?
Let's say we have to make a U-turn.
Oh my goodness!
I thought it was further down. Bloopers.
Right. And we are going to.
And that's that. Thanks for listening. And remember to have a conversation with yesterday and have a discussion with tomorrow.